Time now to be joined by a man who is all over everything rugby league, all over everything sport, all over the Daily Telegraph. He is David Riccio, and I'm pleased to say he's on the line. G'day, Dave.
Good afternoon, Sugar and Fletch. How are we going?
Hello, David. Very, very well. How are you?
I'm going well, yes.
Right, okay.
Yes. The game never sleeps.
It doesn't. It doesn't sleep. So before we get into this, I want to ask you, were you a fan of the Squid Game?
See, boys, I've caught you gasbagging about this every afternoon. And look, not much goes through one ear and out the other with you boys. I just take everything in from you guys. But when you bring up Squid Game, it's over the head for me. I'm not onto it. And look, there'd be a few listeners out there cheering me on here because I'm not on the Squid Game at all.
Okay. Are you a Netflix fan?
Yeah, I'm in. I'm in on Netflix.
So when you go onto Netflix and it goes, what's trending? Do you go to what's trending or do you go to number one?
What's trending? Yeah, but I've just been skipping straight over the Squid Game.
Why?
And I don't know, mate. It's a bit freaky, isn't it? What's going on with the attire?
Well, they're just trackies. Oh, you mean the red dudes?
Okay. Are you one of those personalities, Dave? And many, many people are like this, and I am myself to a certain degree for purchasing. Some people are late purchasers. They need to sit back.
Yes.
Let other people purchase it to make sure that it absolutely works. There's other people who've got to be the first there to buy it, no matter what. Is that you, Dave?
Yeah. I'm a little bit like that, I must say. And to be honest, boys, I'm hoping this one passes. I've done this before with what was the other? The Tiger?
Tiger King,
is it?
Yeah.
See, I got through that one. I never watched it. So I rode that wave.
Okay. You can do this.
Are you okay? All right. You two. Are you both vaccinated? Double vaccinated?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So you didn't wait for that to see if it worked. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yes. Okay, Ricky. What's making news, mate? I see. Actually, I do notice that. I'm a big believer, Dave. Everyone's talking about the Dolphins. They're talking about Bennett, but those you build around them is very, very important. Now, Jeremy Hickman, who was involved with Wayne Bennett and others, is he off to Canberra, I'm reading?
Yeah, he is. He is. And look, for fans and listeners out there, you know, sometimes this goes over the head a little bit, but the key appointments of your staff, you know, I think it's absolutely critical towards premiership success. And no more so than the Penrith Panthers and what they've built with, you know, Ivan Cleary's assistant Cameron Seraldo, who's the hottest coach soon to be on the open market, and your ability to build your performance team equates to so much success. And the Raiders have made a change, as you said. Jeremy Hickman, he's been to a number of clubs now: the Broncos, the Dragons. Spent some time at South Sydney, Newcastle Knights. Even guys worked with the Australian swimming team going into the Tokyo Olympics. And look, if you think about the clubs that need to improve, the Raiders are certainly one of them. And when they're making key decisions off the paddock in relation to this one, making a change in their high performance staff, as I said, it's not the biggest story in the world, but it's an important one for the Raiders because they need to make some changes after that poor season last year.
And what about, speaking of the Raiders, the Adam Elliott? Do you think he'll end up going down there, mate?
Yeah, I do, Fletch. I think that'll happen. I think that'll eventuate in the next 48, 72 hours. I think that Adam certainly indicated that there's an awareness with Adam that he knows that this is the last chance. Fletch, you know how many chances. You only get so many chances in the game. Mm. And I get it. Adam, they weren't the crimes of the century at the Bulldogs, but the Bulldogs were on a different path as far as trying to create a new culture for that club. And I agreed with him severing ties and the club coming to a mutual termination there. Some players just don't work at particular clubs and some do. And I know that all indicators are that the Raiders are eager to pick up Adam at a value price. I mean, he spoke with the Raiders. He met with the Raiders, I think it was 18 months ago, and there was talk of around $500,000 a season at that time. Well, when he signs this time, and I do expect it to happen, it'll only be around that $200,000 mark.
That'll be a great boy.
Yeah, of course. So, but that was my next question. I was going to ask you, if he comes in, does anyone leave, i.e. Josh Hodgson?
Yeah, that's the next move. And I think, you know, sometimes already enough water has passed for this to happen. I think it has to happen now because Hodgson's found himself in the headlines again.
Yep.
The Tigers and Raiders are supposedly talking behind the scenes about how to get this deal done. How does Josh Hodgson turn up the Raiders training knowing that he could have been shopped away only a couple of weeks before? I think enough water's passed now for this to eventuate. I really do. And I think the big one here, guys, is I know that Tim Sheens wants it to happen. Now, if Tim Sheens, if this is to be his first key signing, and he wants it to happen on the basis of experience that Hodgson can bring to that club they desperately need, I think it's only financial terms that they're trying to work out how much the Raiders contribute to Hodgson's salary next year. I think once they sort that, that'll happen, guys.
It's always been a priority for Tim Sheens, the dummy halves, and the Raiders, for them picking up Adam Elliott, if they are to do that, which you're saying will happen, which we agree with, they've got the precedent already with Corey Harrier and Ira, who had some trouble. I think that Canberra would be a perfect place for Adam Elliott to go as far as a last chance saloon is concerned, Brian.
Yes, I agree. Now, David, last year we put a team together. It was called the Training the House Down team. And what we decided to do was have a look at articles from certain journos, or any journos really, and advice from, what do you keep pointing to me, Brooksy?
Okay, what he wants to do is, let's officially do this, because I think that our man David Riccio has been caught up in said Training the House Down phenomenon. Have a listen.
It's the off-season, and players are working hard to get ready for a big 2022. Here's a nomination for the Drive with Joel and Fletch Training the House Down team.
Okay, so I just mucked that up, David. We'd spent all afternoon coming up with a sting.
Yeah.
So, Cameron McGuinness ready to fill Paul Gallen's boots at Cronulla. This smacks of training the house down. So the first line is Cameron McGuinness is already turning heads at the Sharks, and he hasn't even returned to full training yet, with a new skipper admitting, I don't know how we're going to hold him back. Boom. That stamps him as a training the house down. Ooh. The second bit is he's the closest thing to Paul Gallen in regards to preparation that I've seen. That was quoted by Shane Flanagan. And this is where this is the...
So when there's comparisons, that is a byline of the law, which is training the house down.
Absolutely. Sure. This is it here. Yeah. This is it here. McGuinness, he's at a career-high 96 kilos.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
He's a ball of muscle.
Yep.
After training three times a week in the gym and on the training paddock, always by himself.
Oh, by yourself?
Throughout the 2021 season, saw the rest of the competition relocated to Queensland.
Okay.
So this kid is going to either have a stormer or, as we saw last year in our team, a stinker.
Yes. So Dave, training the house down can be defined by many things, but where this has been given away, training by yourself, Brian?
Yep.
Tick.
Yep.
Paul Gallen. Highest ever or lowest ever weight?
Yes.
Tick. And tick. Being compared to a former great?
Yes.
Tick.
And the other one is, if your captain gives you a recommendation like this, honestly, I have no idea how our trainers are going to hold Cam back over the summer. Please. This has got all the attributes.
Brooksy, put him on the wall, please. Pen him in.
Pen him in.
Can you share the initiative for David? Well, in fact, before we go on to the Training the House Up initiative, can you share with him last year's...
The teams?
Yeah.
Okay, this is some of the names that were put forward by us. I'm basically the CEO of this. So I asked my shareholders if they want to contribute. If I like it, I'll put it in. Mm-hmm. If I don't have to. Denny Levi.
This is last year.
Last year. Bryce Cartwright. Nick Kotrick and Josh Mansell. The Leilua brothers.
Yes.
And Jackson Ford.
Yeah, he was popular, wasn't he?
He was hugely popular. None of them really had standout
seasons.
He's
the select group, Flick.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So we're hoping that Cam can change.
Lucky reserve grade didn't go around much this year.
That's right.
That's right.
How many of these articles have you reckon you've done in your career in the off-season?
Look, hopefully Brooksy's got the hammer and the nail out and he's just banging away and putting Cam McInnes up on the wall. Because if he wasn't... I'm disappointed in myself now that that had I known that, that Cam would be, you know, being acknowledged like this, I would have included the quote of which I've still got on my tape recorder that Cam said to me, "This is the fittest I've been in 4 to 5 years."
Oh, that's all. So we can put that in because it's come directly from the journal. Yeah. I didn't have to go to print.
Yep.
Okay. So and that's just rolled gold.
Yeah.
You know, but I left that quote out.
How many have you done of these? Like, is it up to you to go source a story, or does your editor in chief have to come up to you and say, "Listen, I want you to do a story, David, on this person," or is it up to you?
I pretty much get to run my own race, which is, but you need to earn that, Fletch,
gotcha.
I was lucky to that one to set that up with Cam, and he was pretty impressive, I must say, outside from this nomination, of which he'll be clearly chuffed with by this, that's for certain, I reckon.
His dad, there's a connection there. His dad was my teacher.
Is that right?
Yep.
Mr. McInnes.
Just for, yep.
So what we can do, we can give Mr. Riccio a checklist and see how many he can get into the Daily Telegraph. You've got to hit 4 or 5 pointers, and we can go with a highlight bang.
Yeah,
bang,
could you sneak a couple bang in? We don't want to tell you what to do, but if David maybe...
I don't want to lose my job either, guys, so that'd be handy.
Could you sneak two in before Chrissy?
Okay, can you tell him about the new initiative?
I'll give it a crack.
All right, this might be your cup of tea. The other initiative is on the other side of the coin. It's the Training the House Up. So any teams with any players with any scandals over the course of an off season, because Sugar has a theory. What's your Sugar?
I think Training the House Down has failed miserably, you know, in the past. I think Training the House Up is the way to go. You think about 2020 season started with the big TikTok scandal. Nathan Cleary was the best player that year. This year it started with Harry on the Corso scandal. Training the House Up. Tommy Turbo has the greatest season we've ever seen. So I think Training the House Up, Dave, is where it's at, not Training the House Down.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Do you want to hear some...
So Chase the Scandal, there's your player of the year.
The Redemption.
Reece Walsh.
Yep.
The Melbourne boys.
Yep.
Lewis.
Yep.
Smith. Munster.
Yep. Okay.
Milford.
All right.
Vaughan.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the team that's going to make it happen in 2022, Brian.
Okay. Now, David, while I got you here, and I know you're a very busy man, we had Peter Bedell on last week, and he was telling me he was a flying winger for the Mascot Jets.
Yeah.
I want to know your background, David. Did you ever don the boots?
I did for De La Salle Junior. I'm a De La Salle Caringbah Junior.
Yeah.
Under 7E's. A couple of years with Dela. Then I switched to soccer, Fletch.
Yep.
Pretty neat with the footwork.
Yeah. Kick both feet.
Kick both feet.
Nice.
Left and right.
That's usually your 2 feet.
That's right. Then, Fletch, hello, knee reconstructions. And that was where it all ended, mate.
Yeah.
Well, speaking about where things end and start, David, where things start and end, what about this? On this day, this very day, 6 years ago, Ivan Cleary had been given the bullet at the Panthers. Can you believe that?
Yeah. How quick that's gone. He was 16 years of age, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, Nathan was, yes, gone. Yes.
Yeah.
So the big mail, remember
not Ivan.
Remember that Nathan was going to go to the West Tigers? They were going to join. He was going to join his dad, and that was the word on the street. Imagine that happened.
Yeah.
That's the only thing where I think, like, are we overdoing the whole Panthers nursery thing, David Riccio? And I say that because if Nathan Cleary goes to West Tigers, are we still talking about how... I mean, they're doing wonderful things, no doubt about that, but are we overdoing it where every club's saying that's the model? They've won one premiership, you know? They've won one premiership... where it was 2 tries apiece, 1 try and intercept. Are we pulling the trigger a little bit too early on that's the proven formula?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, that Nathan is such a superior talent and a lot of the success has come off the back of his kicking game, et cetera, the way he plays the game. To be honest, he was developed over in New Zealand. That's where he developed his game, in weight for age competition while Ivan was coaching the Warriors. So I understand what you're saying, Sugar, but you can't deny that there's a whole heap of juniors in, that have, you know, the Mount Drill boys, Luai Crichton, they've come through together.
Yep.
They are very much a nucleus of a squad. Seraldo coached them through the lower grades. But you would like to see sustained success. No, absolutely. That was a record run of consecutive wins last year. I know they didn't win the comp. But you ask any club to try and have that success, and that's pretty special too last year. I know they didn't win it, and they did win it this year. But next year and the year after, I'm just fascinated how they keep this team together.
Yeah.
Because the Foxes are coming to pinch the players, and like we've seen so many times before, successful teams get ripped apart, and how the Panthers keep this team together. I think we'll see some movement out of that grand final squad between now and next season, guys. I think they'll lose one or two key players.
Well, you are very shrewd, because the murderer has been linked. That's Momorowski. We like to call him Momorowski the murderer. And there's talk that he might be leaving the Panthers. And Sugar and I think it might be...
It's got Robbo written all over it, hasn't it?
It's got the red, white and blue.
Mm.
Yeah. Guys, this flared up the week before the grand final. And Momorowski's manager was absolutely desperate to keep any negotiations or talks with clubs quiet until the grand final was played. No distraction whatsoever needed for Momorowski was the call. It has been going on, as I said, so that's, what, 2-3 weeks ago now. Roosters, Warriors and Manly are all interested. The Sharks were also originally interested, but the asking price is of around $300,000, $350,000 for Momorowski. So the Sharks won't go down that path. And as you said, given his ties previously to the Roosters, had a stint there, I think he could end back at Bondi.
Mm.
But the other name, guys, I've heard out of the Roosters, I haven't been able to firm it up as yet, but keep an eye on it, is Kevin Naguama.
Oh, yes.
Jeez, that's good.
Yeah,
and they've got a little bit of room in their salary cap, apparently. They haven't quite spent it all yet.
That makes a lot of sense. That's a good.
Robbo loves the Super League.
Yeah, and Holbrook was there. He loves Holbrook. List goes on. Rightio, Dave, mate, we appreciate your time. We took up a lot of it, but you keep finding those training the house down.
And watch Squid Game.
Good as gold, boys.
There he is. David Riccio from the Daily Telegraph.